No more boys will be boys.
No more he just has a temper.
No more I'll say something next time.
No more she seems fine to me.
No more she never said no.
No more it's just a woman's issue.
We know that last guy,
yeah,
for sure.
That was Eagles long snapper John Dorenbos taking a stand against domestic violence, saying no more. John, along with the Philadelphia Eagles, are trying to raise awareness and money for victims and survivors of domestic violence through the second annual Pass Along Hope campaign.
Of course, John has a personal story that we all know about. John, good to see you again.
Great seeing you guys. Thanks for having me.
Hi.
I always hate good meeting.
Good morning.
Bring it up. But the reason why you want to get so involved in this campaign is because of what happened to you when you were 12 years old.
Yeah. You know, I was a victim of it as well. I guess all the people that suffer from it are also victims. And in my house, there wasn't a lot of violence. There wasn't a lot of verbal abuse. There wasn't really that we could see. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like one of those issues that you never know. A lot of people hide it. A lot of people don't.
We have a picture of your mom.
Yeah.
With you?
That's my inspiration to life. So when I was 12, my dad murdered my mom. And, you know, when the Eagles came, or when I signed with the Eagles and I got in the NFL, it created this platform. And it's funny how life throws you curveballs and life gives you opportunities. Mm-hmm. So what I'm proud to say is this campaign's been going on for 10 years. I mean, Verizon Wireless and the Eagles have been doing something around domestic violence for years. So this isn't just a knee-jerk reaction to what's been going on recently. And it's an honor to be a part of that. One thing that is really cool, Verizon Wireless, they'll donate a dollar for every hashtag. So,
hashtag.
Yeah, we need to get this trending.
So you can follow at John Dorenbos. You can follow at Eagles. You can follow at Sheldon Philly, who represents the Verizon Wireless regional tri-state area.
So it's Eagles VZ for Verizon.
W.
And then Hope.
Hope. It's easy.
They can just tweet
Eagles,
using that.
VZW Hope. Every retweet, original tweet, they give a buck. Also, if there's a used phone, bring it to a Verizon Wireless store. Not only do they donate money for the phone, but then they'll try and refurbish the phone and give it to victims of domestic violence so that they can have what they call a lifeline. So,
but
it's really cool.
You know, there was just news again yesterday that one of the Dallas Cowboys, what's his name? Greg Hardy. He won't play for 10 games, suspended by the commissioner. So it seems as if the NFL is even stepping up even more than they have over the past 10 years.
Do
you agree with that one or not?
I don't know. I think because it's the NFL, it gets magnified. But the reality is this issue is in everywhere, every
home.
Place. And you hope not every home.
Well, not every home. But everybody, I think, has been touched by it.
Absolutely. And if we haven't experienced it, we probably know somebody that has. So,
right.
You know, like I said, help the cause. If the least you can do is just throw a tweet, post something on Facebook that has a hashtag of Eagles VZW Hope, then to create awareness is the greatest thing.
And as someone who has experienced it, I mean, so many people, they like to maybe say, oh, this happened to me, but I want to keep this private. What made you want to come out and tell people about your story?
You know, part of it was forgiveness. You know, part of it was I had to forgive myself to be able to forgive my father.
Why forgive yourself?
I had guilt that my mom would be looking down in a bad way if I forgive my dad, that I'd be letting her down.
Oh. Mm.
And so I had to get past that. And I think in my early 20s I did. And so when I was able to get forgiveness in that, I was able to move on and start doing positive things and start realizing that it happens all over the place. I mean, just here, I get contacted all the time for people that suffer from the same thing, whether it's the mother that murdered the father,
right.
The father that murdered the mother, whether it's a parent murdering the children. Terrible.
Like your case, were there signs in the family that this was going to lead up to that?
Not for me.
They were so young.
Yeah,
still.
My dad was president of the league. My mom worked at the school.
Yeah.
And we were the Brady Bunch family. And so there was no signs. And so this can, you know, it's interesting because domestic violence can be something that's ongoing over time. It can be something to where, you know, at different points in your life, stress adds up and one of the individuals just pops and does the unthinkable, you know? So, you know, you asked, you know, why speak out? I was put on this platform in the NFL. I was put on a platform that, you know, can create awareness on a global scale. And so, you know, I've always thought, what bigger honor is there than to pass along what my mom meant to me and then to create awareness and to help the kids that also suffer from this. So,
good for you. Don't waste that platform.
Doing it in her memory.
Yeah, you know, right.
Yeah,
it is. And now I got a picture on Fox with my mom and I, which is really, really cool.
There you go.
And, you know, like I said, Verizon Wireless has stepped up. The Eagles have stepped up. And it's an honor to be a part of just those two organizations.
Can you throw that hashtag up again?
Yeah, so we can get it trending. So
let's
people can start tweeting.
Eagles, VZW, Hope.
Get it up, get it going.
All right, let's do it.
You going to practice today?
Yeah.
What time do you have to get out
We're rocking and rolling, man. So we start at 8 o'clock. It's great to be back. You know, obviously, to be back in the group. We've been off for a little bit. So it's kind of like the first day of school. Everybody's got their hair cut, new shoes. And
I like the new do, by the way.
Yeah, it kind of went short. Well, part of it, too, is it's starting to really thin. So I'm kind of trying to figure out how it's just kind of shortened down a little bit.
Sure.
So
I've got some product that I'll give you.
Let me have it. Let me have it.
John, good to see you.
Hey, great seeing you guys.
Okay. Nice meeting you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
7:38 now. Well.